Good day. This is the Farm Market News Afternoon Show, broadcast number 54 for Thursday, September 10th. I'm Phil Frantz-Workington. The ICE Futures Canada canola market was stronger on Thursday, posting gains for the third straight day as it continued to correct off its recent lows and sellers moved to the sidelines. Canola was up by $1 to $2, the November contract up $1.40 at $466.50 per ton. Farmers and speculators are both reluctant sellers at current levels, while end-user demand is said to be picking up on the other side. Gains in Chicago soy oil and other outside vegetable oil markets provided further support. Recent weather concerns in parts of Western Canada were also supportive, as harvest delays and quality issues were being noted. However, off-the-combine deliveries are still expected to start flooding the market over the next few weeks, while a firmer Canadian dollar, large old crop stocks, and bearish chart signals also serve to limit the upside. Milling wheat, durum, and barley were all untraded. In the U.S., soybeans, corn, and wheat are all higher, with positioning ahead of tomorrow's USDA monthly supply-demand report a feature. Soybeans were steady to up 3 cents, the November contract up 2 at $8.74 per bushel. Average trade guesses ahead of tomorrow's report are calling for downward revisions to the size of the U.S. crop. That accounted for much of today's speculative short-covering-related strength. Advances in crude oil and the international financial markets also lent some support to the ag sector in general. However, early harvest pressure did limit the advances to some extent. Expectations that South American farmers will plant another large crop this year were also overhanging soybeans. Corn, it's up 3 to 5 cents, the December contract up 5 at $3.74 per bushel. U.S. corn production is also expected to be a bit smaller than originally thought in tomorrow's report. However, even with any downward revisions from the USDA, corn supplies should still be near record high levels. For wheat, prices are 4 to 6 cents higher, the December contract in Chicago up 6 at $4.78 per bushel. Wheat continued to see a corrective bounce off the lows hit last week. However, poor export demand does remain a bearish factor for U.S. wheat, especially given the large world supply situation. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Thursday, September 10th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Phil Frantz-Workington.